This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Look, I get it. Really, I do. It's easy to get distracted by the bright, shiny object that is the Dow. But not for the first time, I would urge you to look away, because there are other, better, actual market indicators that can give you a more real sense of what's going on out there. Bonds we talk about from time to time. Also, today, the foreign exchange markets, currency, the dollar in particular, because as the Dow has been rising, the greenback has been tumbling down 10% against a basket of currencies since January. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra starts us off.
When President Trump was elected, he promised to boost economic growth by rolling back regulation, cutting taxes, and fixing the country's infrastructure. Investors responded by betting on the U.S., buying dollars. The dollar's value jumped. But fast forward to 2017.
What you've seen in the last 6 months is a retreat of the dollar against other currencies.
Lisa Cook, who teaches economics at Michigan State, says investors have watched those plans stall in Washington. They've lost confidence, and they're dumping the dollar.
They're having second thoughts.
A weaker dollar can be a bad thing. It makes it more expensive to go on vacation to Paris or buy an imported car. But Jack McIntyre, a portfolio manager at Brandywine Global, says the dollar's fall has an upside.
I think a lot of people are actually applauding the weaker dollar. The administration, the corporate sector.
When the dollar's worth less, it's cheaper for people in other countries to buy things from American manufacturers like Boeing and Apple. And Gad Levinon, an economist at the Conference Board, says there's another reason American companies with foreign operations are cheering. They earn money in the local currency, euros, pounds, yen.
So profits that are generated in the rest of the world are now valued more in dollar terms.
Levinon says the falling dollar has already boosted corporate profits in the U.S. It may also be one of the reasons the Dow is hitting those all-time highs. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.